Simin Shin Pe Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, and Gimel through Hey, Beis Hashem. The Mechaber says, Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusoi Mutal Latsaydan, Avahu Shalim Yoidu, Avam Hei Mordin Asa Latsaydan. Just to be Mesakim, the Shitas HaMechaber, the Shitas Ramah, and the Eitas that the Ramah gives, and the practical application, hopefully will follow. The Shita of Mechaber is that that which it says in the Mishnah, Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusoi, Yatzadim Pater, Pater means Pater Mutter. It's Mutter Lechatchila, to be Tzad Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusoi, that means even when they're out of his Rishon, if they're Be'etzem, they belong to him, and they come back at night, then even if right now they're outside of his Rishos, they're in the Rishos Rav, nevertheless it's Mutter Lechatchila to be Tzad this Chayev Ha'oiv. However, if they're married, if they rebel against their owner, and they are no longer considered Chayev Ha'oiv Shebirshusai, then there's a difference, then it is Shayach Tzeinu. Now, depending on the Eichus of the Merida, how much they were married is going to depend on what type of Yitzhar we're handling here. Memela, if they're married in Gansin, that's it. They have no interest in coming back at night, and therefore they went to Rishus HaRav, and we're going to be sleeping outside in the Rishus HaRav at night. And in Echonami, it's going to be Chayiv in their eyes, like it says in the Hadi in the Yerushalmi. Masha'enkin, if they haven't had a Merida Lagamri, they're just running around in a Chotzer Gadol, then even though it's not going to be a Daraisa, but it'll be a Itzah Darabanan to get them back into Yerushal, into the Chotzer Kata. That's the Shita Samachav. The Ramah is Chaylik, and he says, no. The Chayiv Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai Yatzad in Potter is Kehop Tur de Shabbos, Potter Avalaser. Memela, even if it's planning on coming back at night, Vibalt, right now it's outside of Yerushus, then Memela, it's Aser Midar Abanan to be Tzad this Chayiv Ha'oiv. Sai whether or not it's in the Rishus HaRabim, Sai whether or not it's in Chotzer Gadol. Even in a Chotzer Gadol, it's trying to have Tzeda Midar Abanan according to the Ramah. If it was Moirid in Gansin, then that's just like the Mechaber says. Then you're going to be Chayiv, then it'll be Darais, like it says in Yerushalmi. However, even if he's not married, still Shaykh Issa Darabanan, unless there is one Kula of Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai, as opposed to other animals, and that is if it's in a Chatzar Katan. According to the Ramah, if it's in a Chatzar Katan, even though generally there's an Issa Darabanan to be said something which is in a Chatzar Katan, nevertheless, in such a case where it's a Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai, if it's in a Chatzar Katan, it's Mutal Chatchila to be Tefes. We always have the issue of Mukta, as mentioned. But aside from Nisr Mukta, Klapi Tzeda, there's not going to be an Nisr Tzeda when it's in a Chatzar Katan. When it's in a Chatzar Gadol, like we said, it will be Asa Midarabanan, and when it's outside, if it's murid, then it will be Asa Midaraisa to bring him back in. Shadis, what do you do? What can one do according to the Ramah? V'chayv Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai, that's outside. He wants to get it back into his house. What is he supposed to do? Says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, four Eitzes he gives. The first Eitzah is, if kids are chasing after it, and they chase it back into their house, Ein meicha miyadim. You don't have to be meicha. The second is, you could stand in front of the animal, so the animal will turn around and run back inside. So you haven't really done the tzeda. The third possibility is that you could ask a guy to bring it back inside. That's a shvus to shvus. Asking a guy is a mir lakum. Getting it back inside, Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai, is another shvus. The mail of welcome hesed remekel. And the fourth possibility is you're allowed to be doiche me'achirov. You let it hit it from the back, which seems to be a Tzedek L'Achar Yad. And Tzedek L'Achar Yad is Derabanan, but Mokim Chayev Ha'oiv Shebir Shusai is also Derabanan, Mokim Hesed will be able to be Mekel Machar. Now, Yesh La'ayin, what's the Taka of the Pshat? How come when it's not a Shvus to Shvus, some of the Heterim that he gives are Shvus to Shvus, and some of them that he gives are just one Shvus? For example, the Heter that he says that if kids are chasing it inside, you don't have to stop them. The Shaila is, why don't you have to stop them? The halacha is in Shin Mem Gimel Dinei Chinuch that if a child is being over on an iser, Kotan Echon Avelis Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrishoy Aval Aviv Mitzuvin Ligerboy Shin Mem Gimel Sefalim Aval Aviv Mitzuvin Ligerboy Lafrishoy Mi Iser Daraisa, says the Rambam. Iser Daraisa says the Mishnah Berurah Beemus Afilu Mi Iser Darabanan Chayav Lafrish Kamoy De Tzarech Lachanchin Mitzuvin Darabanan. There's no difference between really Daraisa and Darabanan. Betzim Darabanan also Yer Mechuyiv to be Mafrish. You're choyev to be mafresh the child. He says, however, The whole nafmin is going to be if the father was a mafresh, the child is bezin afi mafresh. L'chor happen over here, if we're handling one into the rabbanon, l'choro we should be able to. Where do we ever have a heter of not being mafresh a child? Why in limchis biyadim l'choro? It's the rabbanon. Yesh limchis biyadim. Unless we're going to find that it's makom hefted, so therefore we find that you can be mekel. But is that true that every itzah derabban makom hefted you don't have to stop your kids from doing it? Yesh la'ayin. Now, there's interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha says, after he goes through an arichas, and different maschal yeshemrim, going through an arichas as whether or not to be machriya la halacha, like the Mechaber says it's chayav arif reshus is mutal lechatchila, or to be machmer like the Ramah that says chayav arif reshus is asim derabbanan, he comes out at the end of the day, lechein mehanochrin lahachmer lechatchila kadasri vapoiskim. It's not even so clear that we're going to pass him like the Ramah. Lechatchila, one should be machmer. Like the Dasar Ramah. But Mela, in such a case where it's not so clear and you have a lot of Shittas Rishonim that are Mekel, but Mela, Lechur, in such a case, Ken Zayin, Dafka, in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, we can be Mekel when the child is chasing it inside, they don't have to be Meicha B'yadim. What's that? You can be Simchon Mechamer. Kibbutz, you can be Simchon Mechamer. Now, it seems that in certain cases, hitting it from the back maybe to get it inside. They can't say the Gemurah. So it's like a Kilachar Yad, and there's not a Say the Gemurah. So in such a case, it would be Mutter. Mutter Mokam Hefzid. It sounds like it's like a Shvus to Shvus, a Shtickle. Later on, he really says it Lahedya. In Sevkatan Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that one is allowed to do a shvus to shvus mokam hefzid. If you have a bird, which is imumiskaven lachnisim lekluv rakadesh liyasu hezekis babayis. If you have a bird that you want to stick into his cage, and now chayv oif shabrushusai, which is only asr midarabanan, and the reason why you're trapping it is also a derabanan, some lachashin is lagufa, the reason is not because you want to bet and trap it, you just don't want it to make a mess in the rest of the house, then it's a shvus to shvus. And after sheish lahokol shvus to shvus mokam hefzid, maybe you could be mekel. Now this is lachura or ufreis in the whole idea of shvus to shvus. Lachura, the only time that we find shvus to shvus in Hilchos Shabbos is dafku by amir lakum. Amir lakum, so amira, which is not a ma'isa, so it's a shvachura, it's a lesser of a shvus. Asking a goy to do a milacha derabanan, that we find is mutter b'mokam hefzid, b'mokam tzar, b'mokam mitzvah, b'mokam busha, b'mokam different thing covered abrius. We find different terms, shvus shvus mokam mitzvah, but that's always with regard to asking a guy to do a derabanan. So shvus shvus, because you're asking the guy. But for yid to do a shvus shvus, b'mokam hefzid, l'chur, that we haven't really found so much, and the paiskis manin or ma'ur, that l'chur it's a chiddush to say that we would matter a shvus shvus. Ramosha has a well-known tshuva, that he quotes a, we saw it when we went to Muktzah, Shin Ches, that the Chochmah Shloima says, that it's mutter to carry a child to say Kaddish in a karmelis. Why? It's a shvus to shvus, a child that could walk be'etzem. So chayinu say satzmo, it's only asumi derabanan. In a karmelis is another derabanan. To say Kaddish is a mitzvah. When it's a shvus to shvus, mokhi mitzvah, he's talking about a scenario that for whatever reason the child cannot walk, either because he hurt himself. Be'etzem, he's the type that it's shayach that he could walk, so it's shayach chayinu say satzmo. For whatever reason, he can't walk at this exact point, so therefore you want to carry him. So shvus shvus mokam mitzvah you're allowed to carry him. Ramosha dans in Yerideh Chelik Dalid in Arachayim Chelik Dalid Tzadi Aleph. He dans that lachur should be. Who says that that's considered a mitzvah? We know that there's certain things that are considered a mitzvah. Who says to say kaddish would be considered a mitzvah that we matter? However, he says in a case where you have a child who's in a karmelis, common scenario, and he sits down. That's it. I'm not moving. Now you can sit there till the end of Shabbos. Or you could try to get him to move, and he's just screaming his pants off. That's it. He's not going anywhere. Can you go ahead and pick him up and take him home? Says Ramosha, if he's screaming, and the only way to get him home is to pick him up, then l'chura, it's a shvus to shvus b'makom tzar, and b'motet to pick him up. It seems like he goes like that at the end of the tshuva. It seems, if you read the whole tshuva, at the end of the tshuva, it seems like what happened was, somebody did this, and he wanted to know if it should be Ramosha. And the Ramosha tells him, no, if he did this, shaper dummy. If he did it because the kid was screaming, so then in Hanam, it's a shvus mokam mitzvah. However, if he wasn't screaming, so then it's only shvus shvus. So maybe you shouldn't tell him, it's one derabanan, two derabanan, when do you have to be meicha, when do you not have to be meicha, v'chulu. However, it seems that he was matering the chatchila shvus shvus mokam mitzvah, which means that even for a yid to do a shvus shvus, we matter b'mokam mitzvah. Kimdumani, that I don't think that people are so makel with regard in this regard, especially in this specific instance that he was talking about. The pashtus is that most of the places that we have, most streets that we have in the most cities are not Rishus HaRabim. The only kindness is we do have maybe Ocean Parkway, we do have certain places that are maybe Rishus HaRabim. However, still, like the Mishnah Berurah says, come upon him, that our standard street is not a Rishus HaRabim. The Mela, it would be no problem if the kid is screaming, kicking in and screaming to pick the kid up. The money that is not the meaning of the Olam to matter this Shus HaShus, even if it's B'mokum Tzar. Now, what's that? Generally, the concept is generally we would not lechura. Lechura, generally, we are not matar shvus to shvus, except when it comes to a shvus to shvus of a mir lakum, which is the shvus to shvus that is, it's really Gemara in Erevin. Shvus to shvus that we handle really over there is the shvus to shvus of mir lenochri, which is a leichter shvus, because it's only an amir and it's not a maisa. That's when we're mekel. Generally, with shvus to shvus by Yisrael, it seems that the poiskim are not so quick to be mekel.
What's the sound of kid?
The kid is screaming.
What's the sound?
Kids also count. That's where the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about by Mir Lakum from Dumani, and therefore, since it's a leichter derabanan, therefore, were makel by shvus shvus, but some shvus shvus not. So that's exactly where we're coming from, right? That's the aram. It's not clear. What? Oh, shekhen or shalom. We don't find this in any other place. It seems throughout Hilchos Shabbos we have not come to another case where the Mishnah Berurah is makel by shvus shvus, b'mokim hefsed u'kidayim. Now, with regard to what animals are considered and what animals are not considered, or even mutar lechatchila possibly, or aser even more than that. The Ramah says, Chatul dina kashar chayv oif, kashar chayv aser tefs b'shavis. A cat is not neither like a behemoth, the hainu like a cow and a horse, which the Mishnah Berurah says is mutar lechatchila to be tzad. Rather, it has the din of a chayo, and therefore it's going to have all the dinim of chayo. If it's a chayo va'oif, which is not rishusai, then bring it into your shus, it's going to be also midar aiso. If it's a chayo va'oif shibrishusai, then it'll be also midar abanan. Now, for some reason, the poiskim, I didn't see any of the regular noise of kelim being misyachas, what's the story with a dog? Now, dogs obviously weren't that uncommon because we saw in Sef Beis that they went, so they had seder with their dog. And the pashta says, you've been mishasa a dog, it's your own dog. So those that say that no, it can't be your dog because if mishasa your dogs, then it's a problem of mechamer to get your or shvitas behemta. You're not going to get your animal to do something. Therefore, it can't be talking about your dog. That would be also midaraisa. However, it certainly wasn't uncommon to have dogs, and for some reason, the noisin kelim are not misyachas to what halacha would be. Now, lechura, they're definitely certain dogs. Really, lechura depends on what type of dog it is. There are many dogs which are similar to cats in the fact that they can become domesticated, or they are domesticated by them. They're the type of dog which is not a dog which will run away from you, or it's easy to make it into a house pet. And that we saw in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that he brings down from the poskim that cats are the same way. That cats, it's possible to make them into domesticated animals, into chayav oif shebrishusai, and therefore very chatum. The gam chatu yechir the mashmei apoyskim the yesh leidin chayv oif shebrishusay im gadlo babayis venasis bas tarbus, that a cat will become a bas tarbus if it grew up in a house. The chura dog is the same thing. If it grew up in the house together, the chura it should be no different than a chayv oif shebrishusay and will have the same halachas the chura. Now there are dogs the chura that are even without that, even without it becoming domesticated dogs. Not every dog, I don't think. There are certain dogs certainly that they have to train. And wild dogs and stray dogs, depending on what type of dog it is, but there's certain types of dogs that are not be'etzem, they don't really run away from people so much. And yesh la'ayin, whether or not b'chlal, passes a ma'aseh tzeis in such a scenario. With this in mind, the case that was discussed on the sheet that was asked, what does one do? This actually happened to us. I sent out an email to all my siblings this past week to ask them if they remember what happened 30 years ago when we babysat a neighbor's dog. The Rav in the community has to do a lot of different things. One of them is babysit your constituent's dogs when you go on vacation. B'kitzer, so it was a neighbor's dog. They live about 2 blocks away, which is an interesting point. We'll mention the halacha in a minute. We'll see why it's nagaf. They lived about 2 blocks away, and we babysat the dog for a week. Now, the shaila was what to do on Shabbos. This is before B'klal had an Erev. You have to get the dog has to take a walk even on Shabbos, and you can't walk the dog. So you have to leave the door open, and the dog runs outside. Now the dog doesn't know where to go back to. Anymore. So what are you allowed to do in such a scenario? Are you allowed to bring the dog back inside? Are you allowed to chase him inside? Are you allowed to have a kid chase him inside? What are you allowed to do? So the chura, this...
How are you walking the dog?
The dog is walking itself. That was the problem. If we'd be walking the dog, we'd take him back inside. The problem is we let him outside, he's running around, and now we have to get him back inside. He doesn't know where to go back to. His regular owner, he knows where to go back to at night. But us, he doesn't know where to go back to. So with what we said beforehand, together with what the Bir Halacha says, the last Bir Halacha in the Simin says, that L'chur is Mechadish, even though he says maybe he's not saying La Halacha, so others that brought it down, the question that you can bring it down, that brought it down La Halacha. However, he says, to be Matarat Techem and Meshach Kasha, a Yisoid, which is L'chur, a very clear Yisoid, and that is that when somebody else has a dog, when your neighbor has a dog that's going to come back to your neighbor's house at night, then even you are allowed to catch him. According to the Mechaber, it's Mutal Lechatchila, and according to the Ramad, it's only a Seder Abanan to bring him inside. Chatzar Katan. And why is that? Because we already reckon him to be considered Nitzav Imid, since he's going to come back into the house at night. So therefore, even though right now he's outside of the Rishus, since he's going to come back to somebody's house at night, it doesn't make a difference whose house he's going to come back to at night. The Meila has the din of a Chayv Avshe Brishusay, that it's not Shaykh Tzedah by anybody Midaraiso, because it's Nitzav Imid to a certain extent. So in this case, L'chara, he's the Chayv Avshe Brishusay. Certainly, if he can make his way back to his owner's house, certainly he is. And it doesn't seem to be the type of dog. I don't remember exactly what type of dog it was, whether or not he's the type that's not Shaykh B'chal Tzedah. But even on Neach that it is Shaykh Tzedah, he was the type of dog which would go back at night to his owner's house. Mela would only be an Isser Midar Banan to be tzadit into the house. Therefore, he could do any one of the four Eitzes that the Mishnah Brura did beforehand, which meant that as I was 6 years old, I think, the Tarim was able to chase him back inside the house, or stand in front of him and he turns around and he goes back. Could then do all the different Eitzes that you're able to do to be able to get him back into the house. L'chur, in these cases, you have those possibilities. Now, to pick it up, or to stick your hand, or to move, do any type of tilt or l'chura would be asur simply alt mukta, even if he's a pet. The pashtus is the most poiskim, the way that it seems from Moshe clearly, is that even animals which are pets, nevertheless, are mukta. Unless it's like a sightseeing dog or gedayim, which possibly could turn into a kli. But aside from that, l'chura, the pashtus of Moshe is that even animals which are pets, are still asur betultum, which is l'chura, the pashtus of the arzarua and the rush that we saw when we had the halos mukta. That is with regard to the basic halachas. Now, like we mentioned beforehand, there are certain cases that it's mutar l'chara l'chatchila to be tzad, and certain cases which there's still blabes is the rabbanan. Now, the interesting thing is that even though there are many cases which are nitzad v'aymed, some of the cases are nitzad v'aymed, it's mutar l'chatchila to be tzad, and some of the cases it's also the rabbanan. The shal is, what's the difference between the cases? For example, we have offhand, I think that we saw, three cases that are nitzid va'imid, and nevertheless there's issa derabana to be tzadim. For example, if you have an animal, any bal chai, in a chatzar katan, to grab the animal, and to make him more, to stick him into a cage, after he's in a chatzar katan, that is asumid derabana, unless it's a chai v'ayv shuv v'shusay, that's mutal chatchila. But stam, an animal, which is inside, a deer, which comes inside your bedroom, and now you want to go ahead and grab him and hold him, that would be asr, midarabanan al tseidah. It's nitzid v'aymid. To bring him into a matzav where he's in your bedroom, that's the isr daraisa, because you did a tseidah. So you already is considered nitzid v'aymid. Nevertheless, to do a further tfitza, to mamash grab him, it's still blind, isr darabanan. Secondly, we found that chayav oif shabrishus, we found that a chiger, a tzvi which is a chiger, it's a base, or arnevis, or a bunny rabbit, which can't move. Even if the deer can't move either, says it's mavur in the Mishnah Berurah. Even if they can't move bachlal, nevertheless, somebody that is tzadim is over on Isadir Rabbanon, even though they're not tzadim ma'idim. Similarly, we found in the Gemara by Chagovim. Chagovim is shas atal, even though they're blind and they can't see, so therefore they're not going to run away from you when you try to come after them. Nevertheless, there's an Isir, the Rabbanon, potter, which is l'chur, the pastor's mashma, potter avalaser. Kumtois, that even in these three cases, even though the animals are ready, nitzayim ma'imdin, nevertheless, is Isir, the Rabbanon. Mitzad sheni, we find that a parvatsus, a horse and a cow, there is considered nitzayim ma'imdin, and the Mishnah Berurah says, mutal chachilim. Similarly, chayiv oivshu reshusai, according to the Mechaber, if even when it's outside of your reshus, sins are going to come back at night, therefore, it's mutal chachilim. According to Ramah, it's dafkefu when it says a chatzar katan. But according to the Mechaber, you find that there's another hetel chachilim. The shal is, what's the difference between these cases? How come in the first three cases, they're nitzayim ma'imdin, and it's asumid rabbanon, and the last two cases, it's nitzayim ma'imdin, and it's mutal chachilim? L'chur, the pshat is that there's a difference between the cases of nitzayim da'imdim where they can't move, the first two cases and the second two cases. Why is that? Because the deer and the rabbit, they be'etzem want to run away. They're avidi l'ribuye. They're types of animals that be'etzem, when a human comes over to them, they try to get away from them. There's a reason why right now they can't get away. Because he's injured, because he's sleeping, because he's tired, whatever the reason is, he can't move. That means it's shaykh, the Baal Chai is be'etzem shaykh to the parasha of Tzedah. Just because of a certain scenario, because of the circumstances, he can't move, so therefore he's already considered Nitzad Ba'imid, and there's not going to be Yisad Araisa, but also Midar Abanan, and it will be. There'll still be Yisad Arabanan. Chagov and Be'etzem is the same thing. All these cases, Be'etzem and Shaykh to the parasha of Tzedah, there, it's Shaykh to have Teda by these Balei Chaim, if it's a Chayiv Oifshur or in a Chatzar Katan, you got a deer into your bedroom. Also, it's something which is Be'etzem Shaykh Teda, and even though you got into a Mativ, that you still be able to get a B'Shchiyah Achas, but getting further trapping it, the Yishamamash have it in your hand, that's Shaykh, that will be also Midar Abanan. Mashayin Kain, a cow and a horse, when you walk over to a cow and a horse, they don't try to get away from you. So an animal which doesn't try to get away from you is Nitzav Ayimid B'Mitziyusai. It's not because of the circumstances that it's Nitzav Ayimid. When it's Nitzav Ayimid because of the circumstances, that means it's Shaykh to the Parash of Tzedah, and Amila trapping it further will be also Midar Abanan. Something which is Mufka from the Parash of Tzedah, for example, these animals which don't run away, or a Chayiv Oifshu B'Shusai, that's going to come back at night, so that means that even when it's outside and it's running around, still it's Mufka from Tzedah, because it's going to come back on its own volition at night. Therefore, even when it's not in your Rishus, it's still considered in your Rishus. We still down in your Rishus. He's not trying to get away from you, because even right now he's running away, he's going to come back later on. But maybe it's not going to be Shaykh Tzedah B'chal. Even though Ken Zayin, the Min itself, it is Shaykh Tzedah, but these type of animals, even when they're in the wild, it's not Shaykh Tzedah B'mila. Therefore, in the wild, in other words, even when they're in the Rishus Aram, since they're going to come back at night, therefore it's not Shaykh Tzedah, it'll be Mutter Afil Lechatchila. Now, according to the Ramah in the Hanami, since these animals, it is Shaykh Tzedah, they're running around, and they're outside, and you have to do Tachbulis to be able to get it, B'mila is not same as the other ones. Therefore, it is going to be also the Rabbanan, like the Sharatim points out in Sarkad Mishadi Aleph, that Raki Tsura Ba'alma, Dumid Avaz Matarnagrelam, the Gamkin Kosher, the Tapes, and the Fa'ama Blimatuda, is a Tachbula. So, therefore, it's a type of thing which, Lamais, it's not like a Parvasus, says the Ramah, and therefore, a Parvasus never tries to get away from you, as opposed to these animals right now they're trying to get away, therefore, it's going to be Asimid Arabanan. The Shaila is, what's going to be with regard to animals that walk very slowly? How could you be madam them? Are we madam to this and madam to that? In other words, you could say it's like a parvasus. A parvasus, a horse and a cow, they don't try to get away from a person. Therefore, the be'etzim, the whole min, is nitzad vayimid. So too a turtle or an ant can't run away, and therefore be'etzim, it's not shaykh to the parish of Tzedah, because he can't get away from you. It's like a parvasus that it's b'mitziyusa, it's nitzad vayimid. Without you doing anything, it's always in a matzav of nitzad vayimid. Mitzad sheni, you can say fakert. No. By a parvasus, there they be'etzem don't want to get away from you. These things, though, a turtle does want to get away from you. He doesn't, if you would come over to it, it runs away. Just his running away is in a matzav that he's always needs to learn because he can't run, because he doesn't have the ability to run away fast. So therefore, ken zayin, it's doimatur like a tree, which is a chigur, which be'etzem it shachta the parasha, just at this exact stage of his life, he's not able to run away from you, therefore it'd be also midar abanan. And fakir, you could even say that there's a tzadah, it should be also midar aisa. Because the tzvi which is a chigur, that means that be'etzim is already nitzud. He's shaykh to the parasha, and he's nitzud to a certain extent. As opposed to the turtle, he's shaykh to the parasha because he tries to get away, and he's not nitzud at all. So by you being tzadim, then the chur would be shaykh to the raisa. So, yodua that Rav Shlomo Zalman was mako in this regard, and he held that there was no iser b'chlal to pick up a turtle, except for muktzah. To be thought a turtle or an ant or something like that, which moves very slowly, because it's mufka from the parasha, similar to a parvasus. Now, the truth is that there's a makor ladavar from the Tesis Rid that was mentioned. Tesis Rid was matmiya. Tesis Rid Chagiga Yudalef is matmiya on Rashi. How could Rashi say that chaymet, that one of the shmoneh shrotim chaymet, is a snail? L'chor, a snail could barely move. So if a snail could barely move, then it's not shayach tzeda on it. It's nitzayin devarim din. If that's the case, how can the Mishnah say Shmoyne Shratzim? Shmoyne Shratzim, there's a tzad in his chayiv that all the Shmoyne Shratzim, if you did it, it's a daraisa. It's not true. Because a choymet, which is one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, according to Rashi, is a snail, and it's not shy. Say it on it. Elamai choymet is not a snail, it says a different shy. However, now, l'chor, that's mashma, like Rosh Hashanah, something which cannot move, b'meil, it's not shy to the parashat tzedo. The only thing is, the Tosfos really never said that it's mutar l'chatchila. Tzitzit Rid said that it's not going to be an Itzah Daraisa al Chorah. Well, how do we know this? He was asking out the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv. How do we know it's Mutar L'Chatchila? But Etzem, we don't really have such a Makor to the Yisoid of Rav Shlomo Zalman that something which could run away, the Hainu, could move, and is not, is considered Avizi L'Ribuye, the Hainu, because he doesn't want to, if he'd come over to it, it would try to get away. Just practically he can't because he moves very slowly. That we don't really have such a Makor that says that it's Mutar L'Chatchila. As a matter of fact, we have a Shitas Rashi that holds not that way. The Tosfos Rid is Matmion Rashi. That means Rashi holds that by a chaymet, by a snail. It is Shaykh Tzeda. Rashi on Kavzayin Amad Aleph is clear. It says by Toilas. Shara Shkatzim Ramosim. If you're Tzadim Latzarech, he says you're Chayiv. What's Shara Shkatzim Ramosim? Is Nechoshim Vakravim V'Toilas. Is Toilas is a worm. Now a worm can't move that fast. Mm-hmm. And nevertheless, a Tzadim Latzarech, Rashi says you're Chayiv. Rabbeinu Yeruchim they bring down, says Lehen you're Chayiv. So chilos donot v'tor la'im is chayiv. He says ish la'in why it's chare in the minor nitzur. Maybe hold like Rashi when it's a tzurich. But either way, it's clear in some of the rishonim, some of the poskim ben yeruchim that it is shaykh tzedo by these animals. And in Achnami, the Rosh Hashanah brings down from Yasha. There was Yasha was machmir out midar abana. I'm not exactly sure why it's under the raisa. Maybe because it's ein b'minu nitzur l'chora, the way that we pask in l'chora, it's ein b'minu nitzur, and therefore it will be still be aser midarabanan to trap these things. Now, with this in mind, the case that was mentioned of somebody that had a slug inside of his sukkah and he picked up the slug and deposited outside l'chora yesh l'adam. Now alt mukta. It's a graf sharei, therefore it's mutar l'chatchila to move it. However, which is a little bit of a chiddush, even though it seems that the pesukim go this way, because even though we find in the Gemara that a dead rat is considered a graf sharei, that's because it's dead and it's inside of your food and it's spoiling the food. But in a live thing, who told you that's a graf sharei? You don't like the way that it looks, therefore it's a graf sharei? So the truth is, it can zayin l'chami. Maybe that's the heter of graf sharei, and that's the way the pesukim seem to go. And taffy wrappers also, if you don't like the way, then the way they look, can zayin is also a graf sharei like we saw. Now, with regard to tzedah, that we have a shaylah. According to Rishon Zalman and Chanami, pick it up and deposit it outside. According to Rabbi Yashiv, however, lachor would be also midar abanan because it still has it's the type of animal which is shaykh to the parasha of tzedah lachol pach midar abanan because it's not like a parvasus and therefore would be also midar abanan. So the best thing that you could do lachor to get rid of any problem is to sweep it outside. Take a broom and sweep it outside. L'chora, you could do that with any animal, with a juke which is in your house. Sweep the cockroach outside of the house. L'chora, in an oifen that it's not a psikration that you're going to kill it, don't try to hit it like a hockey puck. And it could be that if it's a cockroach, it's not a psikration anyhow. But, what's that? Welcome to Tsar. Tsar of who? Oh, so now, we'll get to that in a minute. Whether or not that's considered talk about that, Hemshech. What's considered tzar and what's not considered tzar? Like we mentioned in the past, is an emotional tzar considered tzar or not? However, it seems that the minhag of the oilam, it seems that many places can bring down from Shlomazal and Halacha, that it's mutar lechatchila to sweep these slow-moving animals away, to pick them up, to do tzed on them. It's not shy to the parish of tzed. Now, lechura... Yeah, when you touch a slug, yes.
You touch it.
You try to get it, it tries to run away. It just moves very slowly. This is very common when you're sweeping up ants. If you're sweeping up ants in your house, then L'chur would also be telling this machlekes, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalmi Mutter, according to Vayashiv, Yesh Li Zara. The best thing to do, if you don't want to get into the Shaila, is just don't look to see if there's ants there. Some of the Sikresha, Vayasadir Abanon, L'chur, it's Mutter L'chatchila. It would be Mutter, just don't look. Or you could sweep them out of the house. But, like we said, it seems that many places can bring down L'chatchila, like Rosh Hashanah Zalmi, that it's not Shaykh Tzedah, so certainly B'mokha Matzerich. There's definitely what to be samech on. Certainly, b'mokum tzar. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll see that it's a maman of shach. Whether you go like b'shem zanu or b'yashiv, there we have machlekes. When you get to tzar, emotional tzar, b'yashiv seems to be mekel, and b'shem zanu seems to be machmer. So you have a maman of shach. You can pick it up. According to b'yashiv, you have the emotional tzar, and according to b'shem zanu, when you have it, that it's not a tzedah b'chol. That's with regard to Sif Yud Beis. Sif, back to Sif Gimel. Kol shebeminu nitzayit, says the Mechaber, chay v'lo. Ein beminu nitzayit, potar v'lasser. Yokach zvuvin, af api she'ein beminu nitzayit, asa tzedah. Now, there's never a heter just because it's ein beminu nitzayit. However, it's only asmi d'rabban, it's not asmi d'rais. The shayla is, it's not clear in the Netz Kelim, they didn't really give a gether, and they didn't give a list of animals of what's considered beminu nitzayit, what's considered ein beminu nitzayit. The reason is because there's no reason to give a list, because every generation, every place, it depends on it. There's certain countries out in the Far East that they trap all types of insects and creatures to eat, as opposed to most of, even if they're right of the Olam, China and India, but most of the non-third world countries, even if they are considered non-third world countries, most other countries, they do not trap societies, they do not trap these bugs to eat them, and therefore they're in b'minu nitzen. And certain places, the chura, certain times they did trap, and certain times it seems that they wouldn't trap the very same animal. So l'chur, there's no real reason. Hakol lefi amokim v'hazman, l'chur, that's the pashtus, that b'minu nitzen is defined by the area where you live, and the time, the era that you live in. The only shayla is, if that's the case, then what's found in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Shemayin Ashrasim, Atzadin Eschayim. Bechura, there's no reason to say that it's under the sky. Why giving a list of things that it's under the sky? I think Hashem is Amen is more it is. The Lechur, it's not, that's, maybe in your days it was like that. Lechur is money, it's not kind of like that. And not only that, Lechur, come on, all the Shemayin HaShratim, if not all of them, is not B'mina Nitzad, B'zmaneinu. Not mice, certainly is not B'mina Nitzad. Those that catch mice are generally not catching mice for using them for themselves, certainly not for the hides. And even those that use them in a laboratory, I think they breed them for the most part. They don't just catch them from your living room or your dining room and then bring them to the laboratory. They have special mice that they breed. So maybe originally they did catch them, but they're not using your mice. So therefore, it's hard to say that it's b'mina nitzayit. Even those that do use mice for themselves are not catching them, not trapping them. So it's not clear exactly which ones. What is chaymet, tinshemes, the bats? What exactly do people bizmanenu lechura? Come on, all the shmanishrotim. It's not b'mina nitzayin. It's not clear exactly. The shaila is when you have a mishnah that says lehedya that something's considered b'mina nitzayin. Can you be mekol lechatchila? So we'll get to this in b'hemshich a little bit when you get to trapping mice. Maybe we'll have a little bit of achro. Now b'chlal yesh la'ayin. What's considered the b'mina nitzayin? Because most people that we know, Rav Rubim of the people that we know, if not all the people that we know, don't catch anything. There's no one that's catching anything. What do you mean b'mina nitzayin? Nobody's catching anything. What's b'mina nitzayin? B'chur, the pashtus is, like Chodshani speaks this out, and that is that it refers to the people that do trap. Those that trap animals, you have a percentage. 1% of people, 0.1% of people trap animals. Those people that are trapping them, why are they trapping them? Are they trapping them for the tzurich of using them for their hides, to eat them, to use them to plow in the fields, whatever it is? Then it's considered b'mina nitzayin. However, if the reason why they trap them is for other reasons, most of the time that people are trapping mice, or people are trapping snakes, or people are trapping mosquitoes and cockroaches and these other things, it's the reason is just to get them out of the house or to kill them, ukedema, not because they want to use them. Therefore, ein b'mina nitzit is defined by what those that trap them, how is the, are they generally trapped for, are they trapped for to use themselves, or is it only for other reasons? That's only because that there's a lack of things. It's not because they wouldn't trap them. If they would be in that situation, they would trap them. However, cockroaches, even though in China they have cockroaches and they trap them, in a lake where they have cockroaches and they don't trap them. So it's only a technical difficulty. The reason is they don't trap them is because maybe they don't have that animal, or people are busy learning, so therefore they're not doing it. But not because they wouldn't be'etem trap it. It's still the type of, they still, people eat chicken in Lakewood, even though they don't go ahead and they trap the chickens. It's the type of thing which is be'etem shaykh to the parasha in places. Mamela, anything, certainly, any animal which is eaten, fish and bird, fowl, depending on what type, some of them are, and deer, and other things like that, certainly are shaykh to the parasha of tzedah. L'chor, anything which is used also as pets, people trapped to use as pets, is also shaykh to the parasha of tzedah. Dogs and us, pashtus nowadays, most of the animals are they also breed them, they're bred, they don't just take them out of the wild and hit them five times with a baseball bat till they're domesticated. Maybe they did that for the first time, but after that, that is how they do it. Dirty stairs, but that is... now, after that, they breed them, and l'chor pashtus is that after that, they're not trapping them, they're already breeding them, and you go to the store, they don't have the pet store. Puppies to puppies, they don't have dogs that they pulled out from the wild. But nevertheless, since that is the type of thing which is caught, is trapped, to be used as for themselves, for their food, for whatever, therefore it's mutter. Now, yeshlayim, b'chlal, all the cases that we found that they talk about that a shaykh tzedo, yeshlayim is manenu. The Gemara says, ari, if you put it into a gerziki, you take a lion and stick it into its cage, your chayiv. The Magen Ram brings it down. L'chura, Bizmanenu, I don't know many people that use lion hides, and I'm not sure if people eat the meat either, even goyim. Therefore, which yesh lodon l'chor could, huh? Circuses use them. Okay, that l'chor bizmanenu. That's the truth. Is I really had it written down here actually, that all of the shmoneh shvatim are also for the zoo. Well, how do I know? Because there's the biblical the. Eretz Yisrael, the Tish, Biblical Zoo. Now, if you want to know why it's called the Biblical Zoo, it's because they have all the animals that they have, not all, many of them, they bring down the Bukhar from Tanakh, where the animals mentioned. So if you have Shmoy Nishratzim, so you have to have the Shmoy Nishratzim, Beseder. But that doesn't mean that it's B'mina Nitzit just because you want to get it for the zoo, whether it's the Israeli zoo or the Bronx zoo. So the question is that considered B'mina Nitzit? Something it's not something which is the fact that you have the Ringling Brothers and two other circuses in the world capture Siberian tigers doesn't mean most of them, the reason the question is that considered B'mina Nitzit B'chal? That is considered B'mina Nitzit. The fact that you have, that's when you have a lot of people that are trapping, what is the reason why they trap them? However, if you have one person that traps it, I love trapping mosquitoes. Oh, we already have. Me and I have two brothers in America also. They love to do the same thing. So now we have three people in the world that trap mosquitoes. Doesn't make it B'mina Nitzit, even though we're the only ones that trap mosquitoes. Fireflies, maybe. That seems to be quite a... Well, l'chura, it has to be something which is a miyuta, the miyuta of people that do it for... Yeshlein, whether or not Shaykh says on these things. Similarly, one could clear, is a shaykh tzeda by a person? Is a person considered b'mina nitzit? Is a person not considered b'mina nitzit? Now, or is it mufka and gantin from the parasha of tzeda? So l'chura, the parasha says that it's like a parvisus, it's like a cow and a horse, that generally when you walk over to a person, he's going to jump away and try to get away from you. Most people are not running away from other people. Therefore, normal people. That's the truth. Very good, whoever pointed that out. Most normal people are not running away from people. Shlomo Zalmontein is maybe if the guy is a shaitan, he's running away from he's running away into the forest, and he's trying to get away from people, and he wants to live like a hermit. Then Hanami, maybe Shaykh Tadaparsha, you could say that it's possibly that it's Shaykh B'mina Nitzit. But generally, people aren't trying to get away, and the Pasha is not shy to say though. And even kids that run away from their parents, they're also not shy to the Pasha to say the Pasha. They're coming back at night, they're not, and they can't get away from you, and they. And we'll see, it's even better than Chaim Avshibur
Shusai.
So, Bachal, whether or not there's. Is it considered B'mina Nitzai? It's schwer to say that people are considered B'mina Nitzai, even though they're used. I don't want to get into abolishing slavery and other things. But certainly they did capture them to sell as slaves. But generally that's not what is done. And therefore, Lechur, the Pashtas is certainly Bizmanenu. It's not B'mina Nitzai. Therefore, Lechur would not be a Shaila of Adarais. The question is the Shaykh that a parasha of Tehle B'chlal. So the Pashtas is Lechur. They're not, like we said, most people are not trying to run away. And therefore, it's not Shaykh that a parasha of Tehle. However, the Gemara in Menachas Samach Dalan Ralf says, Shoma shatova tinek b'yam. Uparas metzuda lahalis dogim. V'hela dogim chayim. Lahalis dogim v'hela tinek v'dogim. Rabam arpotav rabam archayim. If you heard that a kid drowned and he stuck out his net to catch fish and he came up with fish and the kid. Machon yitzin rabam rabam arpotav rabam archayim. Says faces. Why does according to Rabam, why you chayim? Le'idomi la'ifim miyamtiv l'churl de'pachinu mitam hoyom. We know that there's a heter of hoyo on yantif. That since you could bake or cook for archim that are going to come on yantif, so therefore, even if you cook for something which is not for yantif, you have a ptura hoyo. Since you could have done it for yantif, so therefore you're potter. Name hachanami hoyo potter le'atinik potter nami adog. And why does Rava say that you're chayim? Chayim should say the same reason you're potter for the tinik. You're also potter. You had lachar a heter. You're potter al the tinik. Therefore, you're potter for the dogam also. Taisis is mechalik. Now, what does it mean, potter, atinik? Not just potter. Potter, says Avni Nez, is medayik from the Taisis. Potter is mashma, potter of a lotter. And the only reason, really, it is shaykh to the parashat tzino. Just because of pikuach nefesh, therefore, it's nidchei tzol shavuz, therefore, you're allowed to capture the kid. But be'etzim it's shaykh to the parashat, what do you mean, potter? It's mutter. Elamai shaykh tzino be'etzim on a human being. It's mainly shver. He said lechur it's taka shver. Says maybe Pshat is Shaykh Beiteda Lashiva El Aviv. Maybe he's considered as if he's Avud, and therefore to bring him back to, in other words, a parent, he says, an adult, it's not Shaykh Teda. But by a child, Lashiva El Aviv, maybe that's Shaykh Teda. The Sefer Kovitz in the back of the Rambam, on Perek Yud, Halacha Chavay, he actually, talking about Meshasa Kelev. Now, Meshasa Kelev, we saw that there's a Shaila whether or not Meshasa Kelev after a deer is a Deraisa or is a Derabanan. So he quotes the Markavus Mishnah. This is Markavus Mishnah that we've seen quoted a number of times. We mentioned it in the past, which says a big yisurid b'shitas Rambam in all of Hilchos Shabbos, and that is that any time that the Rambam found a toldo, he wrote the toldo. Any time that he did not find the toldo, he made up his own toldo. That's what the Markavus Mishnah says. He made it up to Chayv in the Raisa. But meanwhile, when he comes to Teifer, he said he couldn't find the toldo, so therefore he said gluing two things together is also tefir because they find them in a gear, the tefillin. That putting them together with has been of tefira, so don't go over here when you get the Shabbos has tefira. But he says that the Rambam understood that Meshasa Kelev, even if you don't have Makar, but Meshasa Kelev is going to be a told and you're going to be Chayiv. Says the Kreiv Sefer Kevitz, no, it's not a told al Chayra, it's Chayla Konim. He says, and you want to look for a told? I'll tell you what a told is. If you, his Lashon is, if you take a child or Lianiyaz Daiti, Im Nofel Tinoik, Oy Dover Acher Bamayim, Dover Acher. Now, Lachur, in this case, it's Shaykh, even if you want to sign that it is Shaykh Tzeda by the child, that's because he's oven mikol adam. It's like the case of the, like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that the Shaykh is running out into the forest, that he's running away from all people. Here you have a case, he's not running, but he's oven mikol adam. It's a zutei shaliyah. I mean, he's oven mimenu mikol adam. Therefore, it's shayach to the parsha of tzeda. As a matter of fact, that Kovitz says that a tinek or davar acher. Sounds like if a guy drops his wallet into the water, it's shayach tzeda if he go picks it up. Now, parsha tzeda we only found by something which breathes, something which is a bal chai. We don't find anywhere by inanimate objects that is shayach tzeda. They talk about dead fish, kudema. But lechura, maybe the same yisayit is the yisayit over here. We see it's a gilui. That something which is oven mimenu mikol adam to try to be able to get it, that would be shaykh tzeda. Mamela by the kid who also would be shaykh tzeda. But pastis, it's lechur not shaykh tzeda by a child. And like Rosh Hashanah is more over there. Lechur over there fakir. The kid is, it wants you to save him. It's not shy to say that by something that wants to come to you. You got a kid, he's flailing his hands, but he wants to get to you. Therefore, it's not shy to say that. And that's where Yerushalmi Zalman seems to go, that it's not shy to say that by a person. And kokhazim amadabar, that any time that the kids are running away, then lechera, the parents pick them up and stick them into the house, lock the door, stick them into their crib, ukudema, umrafraf. Lechera, it's even if we be shaykh tzedo, sloigara from chayiv oif shibir shu say, they're coming back at night, the kid's not running away, even if you have to go look for him sometimes. And if he is running away, if he doesn't come back at night, it's only because he got lost. It's not because he doesn't want to come back at night, he very much wants to come back at night. And even if you have to look after, find the kid first, it'll take you 20 minutes. A kid is always the chayiv shchiyach. You could always get the kid shchiyach. Don't try to chasing around the table though. But you could always get a child basically b'shchiyach if he's outside. It's just sometimes you have to look for him. That's not a chilek of the tzedah. Chilek of the tzedah is only when you have the bal chai in your sight and you want to be able to get it. Then we done. Can you get in shchiyach? However, looking for him is not a chilek of the tzedah. Memela, it's always shayach shchiyachas by these things. At worst, it's a chayav arif shebrishusay. And before we found that the Mishnah Berurah is metad lahakal, when you have a bird, to stick him into his cage, they shouldn't make a mess. L'chera, for sure, a kid, you want to stick him into his crib, they shouldn't make a mess. Loi gara, from the bird, it's a derabonis, eimim minir nitzer, and it's a chayav arif shebrishusay, and you can always get b'shchiyachas, and pashan is mufka from tzedo. Zichra, that is the meaning of the oilam to be mekel. Hakal makem yom b'shalim. Now, with regard to the din of the Bala Truma, Machlekes din the Bala Truma and the tour, says the Rama, Chenish Yizar Shalei Lizgir Teva Ketana Oy Listerim Klum Kelim Shezvuv Mbayi B'Shabbat Tavi B'Sikresha Shiyatei Dushom. He quotes the Bala Truma, V'yesh Mekelim B'Mokum Shem Yiftach HaKli Litla Mishom Yivrichu. The Machlekes din the Bala Truma and the tour as to whether or not you're allowed to close the box when your intention is not to trap the flies. Close the box on top of flies. L'halach l'may, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin like the Sefer HaTruma, like the Bala Truma, that you're not allowed to close the box. If it's a small box, you're not allowed to close the box. Why? Because it's one derabanan, b'mokum sekresha, and therefore we're going to be machmer. If it's a big box, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a svek sveka, trei derabanan, you have a psik ratio by trei derabanan, and therefore we're going to be mekel. Now, the mashmoyt of the Mishnah Berurah is the Sharetzion is the reason why it's mutter. Ratzalemer mishum davei trei derabanan mishum hochi mutter be'ena mechaven. Afagav davei psik ratio. If you're not mechaven for a tzedo, then it's going to be mutter. Now, be'ena mechaven is mashma that it's a psik ratio d'lo yichbaslei. You don't have a specific interest in it. Now, the Bir Halacha, when he talks about it, he says certainly in a case where in the box you have food which is going to get ruined if you have flies there, then certainly you have mokan to be mekel, because that's psik resha d'lo nichalei. Mashma that he's understanding that we're talking about even a case where it's a psik resha which is nichalei, and certainly if it's a case psik resha d'lo nichalei, certainly we'll be able to be mekel. It could be that it's not such a diyuk because the makor is from a prima gadol, and prima gadol is being mechal between psik resha d'lo ichbaslei and psik resha d'lo nichalei. The psik resha d'lo nichalei, you mamish don't want, it's going to ruin your food, that's even more of a tzad to be mekel. But certainly by psikresha le'nichalei, it's lechur mafurish over here that trei derabanan would be mutter by a psikresha le'nichalei by trei derabanan would be mutter. We're already from Mishnah Lamazayin Ukadema. Lechur, that's the pashtus how the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is to be mekel by a trei derabanan by psikresha le'nichalei. Now, what happens if you have flies that are in a box and you want to close the box, but you're not sure if all the flies flew away? What's the lacha in that case? Says the Taz, in such a case where you tried getting away the flies, and you know that someone got away, but you're not sure if any stayed inside. Ain sarach adakti gacharov. You don't have to check, even though the herd's efshel levuri bekal. You don't have to check, and you're allowed to close the box. Why? Zokter, it's a subsecretion l'shavar. Subsecretion, which has the din of a davarshin meskaven, and therefore it's mutter. What does it mean the subsecretion? That means that on the tzad that there's a fly inside, you're going to be trapping it. But mitzad sheni. On the tzad that there's no fly inside, you're not doing anything wrong. So if it's suffic, whether or not you have a psik resha, suffic whether or not you have a psik resha, he says, like a davar sheni miskaven. I'm dragging a bench. I don't know if the bench is going to make a chritz. My kavanah is not to make the chritz. So therefore, since it's a something where that's going to happen, Zavashim is covered, it's mutter. I'm closing the box. Why am I closing the box? Because I want to walk by. I want to walk by, and the flap is in my way, so I want to close the box. Closing the box, it's a suffix on whether or not I'm going to do my tzedo. Zavashim is covered. I have no interest in doing it. Maybe there's a fly inside. Zavashim is covered. It's going to be mutter. L'haloch l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha is mitzadet l'hachmer, l'chero. It says it's not exactly doima. First of all, your case, l'chero says the pashtus is that it's not a davar shenu miskaven, it's a safek daraisa. On the tzad that there is a fly inside, you're for sure doing it to daraisa. So therefore, it's a safek whether or not you're doing it to daraisa. By ger adam mitikis v'saf so, it's not exactly clear. What's the difference? In that case, can you find some sort of scientist who will be able to tell you that according to the heaviness of the bench and the softness of the ground, if you're gonna drag this bench on this ground, then you'll be able to, then you're for sure gonna make a chritz? Or since most people don't know that, so therefore we don't look at it as a suffix b'chla. We don't look at it as for sure that there's a tzad that for sure it's gonna happen. We have no idea. Most people don't know, so therefore it's considered davar shenu miskaven. We don't look at it as a maisa that's a suffix that arises in b'chla. In a case where you have a fly inside, it's something which is clearly discernible whether or not you're doing it daraisa. There, l'chor it's a suffix daraisa. But it's even more, says the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says there's a difference between a davar shenu miskaven and this case. And the suffix is gracious. Why? Because the davar shenu miskaven, I'm going to drag a bench. What are you doing? I'm dragging the bench. Why are you dragging the bench? Because I need to bring it to the dining room. I might make a chritz. That's a totally different mindset. That you could sign that has a heter of davar shenu miskaven. I'm being oisik in one thing, and I'm not being oisik in another thing. As opposed to the suffix is gracious, l'shavar, that most times the ma'aseh that you're doing is the ma'aseh of tzeda. Closing the box is the ma'aseh of tzeda. For example, what's a common application of suffix segregation? You want to open up the you don't know whether or not you took out the bulb from your refrigerator on Shabbos, and you want to open up the refrigerator on the side that you took it out. You didn't do anything wrong, and the side didn't take it out. You're being over opening up the fridge. Suffix segregation. Open up the fridge. What's the problem? That's the way that it comes out. Says the Bir. Now it's slightly different than a davar shenu miskaven. Davar shenu miskaven. Over here, l'chora, this is the act that you're doing is, it's not a suffix whether or not it's going to be doing something else. The very act of opening up the fridge is the act of turning on the light. The shaila is whether or not you could spot those two things. Is that one thing or is that two things? It's not like where you're dragging a bench where you're being oisik in something else and you go ahead and you make a chritz. This is really one action. It's, to bring down such a svarvish from the zalm, the chritz, it's more farbundin, it's more connected. Then it's not just something else, a different ma'aseh, it's the actual ma'aseh that you're doing. La ma'aseh, the Bir Halacha, seems to be saying that at the end of the day, he's metzadeh, he says, Rav Kiva was also metzadeh l'hachmer. At the end of the day, though, he says, in our case of the zvuvim, saivi sait only a shayla v'derabanan, therefore it's a suffix derabanan, we can be mekel. However, even with regard to deraisa, he says, I brought a raya, I have a raya from the Ramban. The Ramban seems to say that if you're not sure whether or not a kli got hot enough to be shaykh tziruv, nevertheless, you're allowed to put cold water inside, you don't have to be worried, because it's something psikratio. He says, what's up, Shad? He says, akorchach, he ends off, akorchach, kedivri atazanel. It's muchach, from the Ramban, there's other Rishonim saying also, the Meiri brings down, there's other Rishonim that he also saying, this he said, chura, it's muchach, like the taz, the something psikratio is mutter. That would be seem to be the akhra of the Bir Halacha. Kiva Eger seemed to bring down the Taz at the end of the day also, with regard to Basa B'chalos. So those that are Mechalot between Shari Surim and Shabbos, each line whether or not you could or you can't, because we're talking about Davar Shenu Miskaven over here. I don't want to get into that now, and therefore I'm not going to. The question is, L'maisa B'negeit Hov HaShabbos. How do we paskin with regard to Salim Segregation L'Shavar? Are you allowed to open up the refrigerator? That's probably the most common case. You don't remember if they took the bulb out of the refrigerator or not. Can you open up the fridge or not? Says the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, it seems in Shmir Shabbos B'chalos that he paskins, he's noite l'hokol with regard to. Certainly in his Akhtama, in his new Akhtama, he says that way. Later on, he seems to be mitzadid with regard to this case of the Zvuvim, that to be mekel of Tzavim Sikresha, the Shavar. Now, with regard to opening up the refrigerator, there, he says, in this case, if you're not sure whether or not you took the bulb out, he brings down a Svar from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that Yud Har Memeh, that it's a Shaila whether or not, the Pasha says that we'd be Mukmeyach Haskoseh. The question is that the bulb is inside. The question is, did you take the bulb out? It's always inside. The question is, were you mafkia from its stomach? In such a case, kenzain, we don't have the shayla of whether or not it's a substitution. It's not a question of substitution over here, because the pashtus is that you tackle left and inside. And therefore, there is more makam to be machmer and kolagai.
That's only if you hold it to the right.
That's only. You could be mitzadeh even by the rabbanon, but l'chor, that's even. The question is whether or not you hold that electricity is a deraisa in the first place. But depending on Rosh Hashanah. Most people don't even get miserable anymore. Therefore, La Lacha the Ma'isa, the Archa Shabbos seems to be Mitzadid Lahachmer. He's not Machriya, that's the truth. Since there's Lakan Lakan, it's interesting. In the Bir Lacha, the Bir Lacha seems to clearly come out that it's Mutter. He's Mistapik and he asks and he has Shver, but at the end of the day, he brings Raisa Mishra, like the Tav. It's not Shani, in the Bir Lacha, and the Mishnah Berurah. He says that with regard to the case, Ein Mitaz, Shechriya, the Mikivin, Shechriya Chazvuvim, Sherabe Enoch, Suin Sarach Lain Ladaktik, Will I Yisham Oyd Ezazvuvim. Even the zelo have a sub secretia, but milsa de rabbanon, the hudaver shein b'mina nitzed in lachmer kolkach. Since it's by issa shaila of a sub secretia, by issa de rabbanon, sefer in lachmer kolkach. It's mashmadach because issa de rabbanon. But maybe the only reason why he says because issa de rabbanon is because he's saying you don't even have to medak the kolkach. You don't have to even look. The chur is efshel v'ruy b'kach. Check inside. See whether or not there's a fly inside. Elamai, in such a case, you don't have to be medakta because sub secretia is avar by issa de rabbanon, sefer in lachmer kolkach. Maybe by Enechanami, by he would be Mekel even by Yisrael Eisa. Certainly there's what to be Semechon, there's Kamakam, Preskin, then Mekel, by Subsecration, the Shavar. Somebody told me such a case, I think we mentioned in the past, of the he was staying at his in-laws' house and he's in the basement. Now, there's an issue with the bathroom that the piping, to be able to, when you flush the toilet, to be able to get the piping out of the ground, since it's underground, to get it to the regular sewer system, it has to be pumped up. And the pump goes on every 5 times that you flush the toilet. You don't know where you're holding on Shabbos. Are you allowed to flush the toilet or not? I heard that would be a case. I think they asked Rav. He said, just don't count. Don't count the amount of times. You have no idea. There's no sum over here. It's not like the bowl that the chazaka is that you're holding by a certain time. Sum is gracious. Stuff is in the skaven. You're not. It could be that it is nichalik. But in such a case, lachura, it would be mutter. Now, Sif Dalid, Porsa Machtel Sagabi Kaveres, Obavad Shalei Chavan Lotzer, Vagamu Binin Shini Mukhruch, Shini Tzoydin, Kihichel Lavim Sikresha. The halacha is that when you're not miskavin to do a tzedo, there's an interesting halacha over here, like the Bir halacha really points out, this dichotomy. And that is that when you're not Machavan Lotzud, therefore you're allowed to cover over, you're allowed to do a tzedo, as long as you leave a tiny little space for the animal to get out, even though if the animal can't see it. He can't see, it's not a problem of tzedo because it's a way to get out. However, if you're mechaven to do a ma'aseh tzedo, even if you live a little small space, then it's going to be aser. Shalat is far avos. If it's not a tzedo, it's not a tzedo. What's the difference between mechaven and not mechaven? They affect the bir halacha. And the answer is because when the only reason that we're being mechaven, when you're trying to cover something over, you're trying to do a tzedo, you're trying to trap an animal not for tzedo purposes, and the only reason that we're going to be mechaven is because of sikresha. On that we could say, as long as you left some way for it to get out, it's not obsecration, because there's a 1 in a million chance that it'll be able to get out. I only want to be mechayvel to obsecration, not because it's for sure, because you're doing this myself. It's not because you're doing this myself, so then, as long as it's not for sure that it's going to happen, we're not going to be mechayvel. As opposed to a case where you're trying to be mechaven, then if the standard situation is that it is considered nitzred, then in a chanami we're going to be mechayvel. For example, okay, some gerah to meet the kids of a sapsal, and you want to make a chritz, even though it's not for sure it's going to happen, it's not obsecration, if a chritz happens, then we're chayvel. Why? Because you're mechavim for that. So over here, since that's Pashta says there is a ma'aseh tzedo going on, it's not a psikresha, it could get out. Pashta is a ma'aseh tzedo, if you're mechavim for that, in a chanami, it's going to be aser. Now, l'chura, yesh la'ayin l'fi this, what's the halacha with regard to putting up the bee traps that they have in America on sukkahs? The standard bee trap that they have in America, not the plastic that rolls down from the roof, that all the flies and bees get trapped onto, you leave something outside your sukkah. They have these plastic containers, plastic jar. It's a plastic jar that has a plastic pipe going from side to side, and from outside, from one side to the other side, and in the middle of the pipe, which is inside of this jar, there's a little opening, and the bee comes inside, smells the food, comes inside the pipe, and goes into the rest of the jar, and there's apple juice on the bottom, or honey, or something like that, and it falls into the apple juice, and usually drowns. Now, you have no interest whatsoever in this case to betzad the bees for the ma'aseh tzedo shemai. Certainly, it's a malach shenitzich l'gufa. You're trying to keep them out. You don't want them be'etzem. So, shaila is this considered? You're leaving a way for them to get out. The smart bees, the same way they find the way in, they found the way out. There's no smaller spot. It's not like a doggy hole. It's not I know because they can't smell anything. They can't get out.
Some
of them do get out. Some of them do get out. Some of them do get out. Once you have some of them that do get out, so then you're ready. If you didn't leave anything inside, then there's no sense of, there's no reason that it should go inside any more than it should go outside. It's only because it smells something inside, so therefore it goes inside and stays inside. It's not like, in other words, there's certain things, like a doggy door that they have in the bottom of the, somebody that has a dog, and they have one of these doors, so then the dog can only get in and it can't get out because it flaps in, right? It only flaps towards the inside of the house and it can't push the way back out. It's not this way. It's the exact same size hole getting in as getting out. Therefore, the hole that you left to get in is the hole that you left to get out. The shaila in such a case, is that considered ma'aseh tzeitzit? In this case, you are mechaven to be, in other words, your kavana is that it should go inside. It's not like mipnei gushom u'kedema, like we found the kaveres. However, it's ein b'minah yitzer, and the reason why you're trapping it is not to use the bee, rather to keep it outside of your sukkah. And as a matter of fact, you'd be just as happy if the bee never came in the first place. Yesh lion, whether or not in such a case it will be mutter, or do we say this is considered a ma'aseh tzeidah? Once it's considered a ma'aseh tzeidah, since the 90% or 95 or 98% of the time it's not going to find its way out, l'chura, it would be us in such a case. However, we'll see in Sefiot Kenzain that it's maybe mutter l'chatchila to trap bees, so certainly in such a case, we have what to be semichon to put up this thing on Sefiot. Now, what's the story with putting out a mouse trap on Shabbos? Are we allowed to put a mouse trap on Shabbos? So we saw, Tosfos says on Daf Yudzayin on Mabez that putting out a trap on Shabbos, putting out a net to trap animals on Shabbos, if you're going to trap an animal at the time that you put out the net, chayv midaraisa. If you put it out and then an animal comes in later, that's only us midarabanan. Now, with regard to a mouse trap, says the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Therefore, we learn from here that putting out a mouse trap on Shabbos would be us. Now, the question is, why should it be Aser? L'chor, how many Darabans do we have over here? We have, if an Achbar is considered Eim B'min Nitzin, so if you look at the Nizir Shimshin, the Machan Yerushalayim Shulchan Aruch, Nizir Shimshin says, he says, L'chor, a mouse is Eim B'min Nitzin. Yes, maybe the Mishnah includes it. L'chor, but Pashtus, he says, Bizmaneinu, nobody catches mice. L'chor, it's Eim B'min Nitzin. And the certain Shulchan Aruch, there's one Shulchan Aruch that has it, that quotes a Rebbe Kiva Eger on this Magen Avraham, that says you're not allowed to put it out. Kiva Eger asks, he says, the chur, that which Tesis says, you're buying from Tesis. Tesis is talking about Bemina Nitzin. We're talking about something which is in Bemina Nitzin. So to put out something which is in Bemina Nitzin, when it's a suffix, whether or not you're going to catch it, Bishas Maisa, so then the chur, if it's in Bemina Nitzin, it's only Darabban. Suffix, you're going to catch it, Bishas Maisa, suffix Darabban. The chur, it should be mutter. Now, if that's the case, first of all, we have our chur klape, our suffix before, and if something which is in the Mishnah is considered in Bemina Nitzin, it's considered Bemina Nitzin, could it change? The Chor, the Achorinim are saying, yeah, it could change. So Kumtais, we have to put out a trap for a mouse, you have L'chor, three Darabanans. First of all, it's Eim Bemina Nitzin. Second of all, the reason why you're putting out the trap is not to catch the mouse, rather that it shouldn't be running around your house and cause a pandemonium. And third of all, there's no way that when you put out this trap, that at the time that you put out the trap, that you're going to catch it, that should be a deraisa. It's only that later on it's going to come and it'll be a derabanan. So for starters, we have three derabanans. So why should it be aser? So maybe he understands that it is b'mina nitzad, maybe he understands that you're trying, but the chur of the pashas is because once you're machaven to do a ma'isa tzeda, then it doesn't make a difference how many derabanans you have. If your kavana is to do the ma'isa, then no matter how many derabanans you have, it's going to be aser. The only time that we matter is when you have derabanan, b'makom seida, derabanan, b'makom malachim shem yitzchuk, b'makom tzar or kedema. The shaila is, can we be mitzaref over here a tzar? Maybe if, like the cases that we had, the woman was eating her breakfast standing on a chair, and she's not coming down from the chair for the rest of Shabbos till we get that mouse. L'chur, that's b'makom tzar, we'll be able to be mekel. So somebody was mitzayin to me that Rabbi Yashiv is an Ashrei Ish. They bring down in the sefer. A Likud Sefer B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says that his lashon is I'll quote it. I don't know. It's always hard to know when things are quoted B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv. Exactly what the context was. However, his lashon is Isha mifachedes mimakakim from Jukes. V'reitza shabali yitzvaseim mekli leitim b'li laregesa mutar hadavar kivin shein b'miner nitzed v'yish latzar. It's ein b'miner nitzed v'achshein yitzrich lagufa. By in a minute nitzer, it's mutter makom tzar. The chain mutter lotzer makak kamav chedes yeladim b'nei bayis lashnichoy. So too, you let it You're allowed to catch it if they're having tzar. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rosh Shlomo Zalman to Ashri Ish, it's in the Chelik, I think it's Yud, I have it here. Chelik Beis, Chof Aleph Yud. And it says, Al Smukta, in parentheses, they bring that over there, Al Smukta, also it's not a problem because it's Rav Sharei, even though it's alive, it's not a problem with them. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, on the other hand, he says, when he's talking about Tzeda of, in Shmir Shabbos Chosah, Chof Ei Chof Aleph, he says that if you have a mosquito that's buzzing in your ear and is driving you mad, still, you're not allowed to catch it. I've been welcome tzar matir. No, that's not only tzar haguf, not tzar hanefesh. Horaya, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if a person, Rachman al Tzalman, sees his house burning down, lachiz is not allowed to put out his house. It's a blachashin tzrich hagufo. Putting out any fire, as long as you're not trying to make wicks, you're trying to singe the wicks or make holes, is only blachashin tzrich hagufo. Nevertheless, we don't matir makom tzar. That's lachar, a big tzar nefesh. He sees his whole palace, his whole house going down, going up in flames. Nevertheless, we see that a tzar nefesh is not mutter. Come to it's back to the original case of the slug. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter because it's not shaykh tzeda b'chlal, even though tzar nefesh is not a heter. According to Rabbi Yashar, it's mutter because you have a tzar nefesh over here. Memela, in this case, is now lechur. In such a case, lulei de mistafina amina, I would be mitzadin to be meko, like Rabbi Yashar, if the tzak is such a tzad. We have three derabanans, a sophic in psak, whether or not tzar, you can be mitzar tzar. L'chur, Rosh Hashanah says yes. Rabbi Yashar says no. Here we have three derabbanans by Achbar. L'chur, it should be mutter to be mekel, but mokum that there is mamash tzar. Sifhei, sorry, before I get thrown out of here. Sifhei, just the last, it's not too much negel halacha that we're going to handle. Tvish nichnas abayis, v'no lechab rafonav chayev, v'no l'shnayim peturim. That is the klal of shnayim she'osu. Really, this is a sugya daf tzadi gimel. The mefarshim asked why is it brought down in the Mishnah again. However, just for 1 minute to handle the din of shnayim she'osu, the reason why shnayim she'osu is mutter because it says v'aso, that aso achas v'lo yishtayim. Heard the gzeirat hakosif that not said pashtas specifically with regard to Shabbos, with regard to all chatoris. So Shiloh in the place of Kiveyu declares whether or not it's only a ptur midaraisa from chatos. It's only a ptur from chatos, but you still have iser daraisa, like declare that he has negation of tzatzik. Or no, it's pater even midaraisa, and all you have is a iser derabanan negation of shem shasu. But zikr seems in the place to understand that it's a derabanan. Shmishas v'chasen is akdom. He brings down all the marim mekubis, all the mafarshim back and forth. Rebbe Chonon in that chelik beis chav gimel when he's handling mitzatzik, he handles this also. And he says, Zikr, it's only Aser Midarabanan, it's not Aser Midaraisa. Now, the Shaila is, why do we have to darshan out of a pasuk? L'chura, the reason why it should be Pater is because it's a Shinui. You have two people doing a Lacha that one person can do, the L'chura, that's a Shinui, and therefore it should be Mutter. Truth is that there are those that learn that in the Chavi, that's Sakab Shana Rashi. Rashi seems to say that, La Borchayim Bachi, it's Meduik a little bit by Rashi, by us, because Zayin would base, that that's the reason why it's Pater, that it's because it's the gzeirus because it's kilu the heter of shem she'osu is because it's shinui. The shaila is then why do you need a pasuk? Those that say that the reason is because the reason why shem she'osu is pasuk is because misayeh by mamish. Each one is misayeh to the other person. Each person can do it by themselves. Another person just being misayeh. Therefore misayeh by mamish and therefore it's mutter. That's the chiddush of the pasuk that each one is nechshav and misayeh to the other one and therefore it's going to be pasuk. Now whether or not this p'tur applies to all averis. That Shnayim Shoshu will be mutter. That is clear in the police team. And the same clear they handle when they get two mitzvahs. Does the same thing, two people shake a luv at the same time. Are they both yitzir or they're not yitzir? Or neither of them yitzir? That is a clear. Just to be mitzayin, one interesting thing, the shita of the Minchas Chinuch is, he tain us, which mitzvahs do we say is shayach, Shnayim Shoshu is going to be chayim, and which mitzvah is not? He says, where the Torah said the Lashon of the Isser, the Lashon Rabim, lo yisakrivun, by a Baal Mum. And it says, Lo yisasu niti, by when he gets making pictures and tzuris, what you name it. It says, Lo yisasu, and anything which just says, Blashan Rav, Zikr, you're not going to have a heter of Shnayim She'asu, because the Torah is telling you, Shnayim She'asu is going to be chayim. That is with regard to Shnayim She'asu. Please, Rabbi Yitzhak, let's try to get a move on it so we can finish Sif Shin Tezayin this week, Be'ez Hashem. There are